Capital 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Always a pleasure to chop it up with the homie Harold Koontz representing Fox 4 Sports. What's going on, Harold?
Man, I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. You didn't call me to talk about K-State basketball, I'm assuming, though.
No. I'll let you wallow with that.
I know. I could do a whole segment on that, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this real sports talk that's going down with the Kansas City Association of Black Journalists Monday.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's going to be a great event. Monday, 7:30. We still got plenty of spots available, so please come join for all you and yours listening out there. It's actually, we have some free spots available for students. We've had a lot of donations. We're only asking for a donation of $5. It can make a difference because it also goes to a scholarship fund from KCABJ for people that are aspiring sports journalists. And, you know, myself and a lot of other members in the industry, Breland Moore of KCTV5, Lynn Worthy, the beat writer for the Royals, for the Kansas City Star, and Darren Smith is a sports radio talk host at multiple channels. We're all just trying to give our advice to both young and old about what goes on in the journalism business, how we can help the community grow by listening to the advice that we have, and how we can listen to you guys and make suggestions on what you would like us to do for you. So it's just a great event. It's going on Monday, and I mean, obviously with it being Black History Month, it's big to know that everybody knows that there are Black people out there in this community that are out there working for you and being great representations within the newspaper, the TV, and the radio organizations.
No doubt. And I see it's also moderated by a local high school student here in the KC area from Grandview. That's dope as well.
Yeah, Hannah Harris. She's a very brilliant student. She's gotten out there. She's got big things in her future, so she's going to moderate it as well. And she's very excellent. We're looking forward to listening to her moderate and seeing her career grow as well.
No doubt. So what time will this happen on Monday, and how can I get more information on it?
Yeah, it's 7:30 to 8:30, so it's only out of your time. And then you can go to eventbrite.com and just type in KCABJ, and then they'll have all the information there. You can follow, and you can get your ticket. And once again, there are free spots available, but we're just requesting a $5 donation. So again, it goes to a scholarship fund. And if you can just do that, we greatly appreciate it, and we'll have an hour of your time. It's going to be fun. It's going to be insightful. It's going to be knowledgeable. And if you just go to type in KCABJ at eventbrite.com, and then if you follow all the people on the flyer there with Breland, myself, Lynn, and Darren, we've all tweeted it out. We've all put it on Instagram, Facebook. So if you just do that, you'll be good to go.
No doubt. I plan on checking that out Monday night myself. I also plan on checking out what's going on with Fox 4 as y'all are celebrating Black History Month. Tell me a little bit more about how y'all came about with this and what are y'all celebrating and where we're going to see the special.
Absolutely. So 10 a.m. on Sunday on Fox 4, and then also got Fox 4 KC.com. You can check out our Honoring Black History special where we're looking at the past, present, and future of Black businesses in the Kansas City area. One of which is featured is, of course, 103.3. So look forward to that. I think you're going to make a little appearance in it as well, just to kind of give away a little bit. But no, this is a great thing that we've done here at the station to try to promote Black businesses and see how they've risen and see how they're grinding to make a future better for local entrepreneurs, because small businesses are the foundation of any city, and you know how it's twice as hard sometimes for us as Black businesses to kind of get off the ground there. So we were telling you about ways you can get off the ground, things you may not know of, the history of how some got off the ground and sustained for so long in the community. And I don't want to give everything away because I want you to watch it, but it'll be 10 a.m. Sunday, Fox 4, and also on fox4kc.com.
I can't wait to check that out on Sunday as well. Are you going to be on tonight on the news?
Yes, sir. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and it's also Friday night, so we got our Ivy game night for high school basketball as well. So look out for that. And, of course, we'll be previewing the college basketball coming up this season, and we're going to talk a little bit of Royals as well as they get their season spring training started.
I can't wait to hear some good positive news besides K-State. The Royals are back. I'm ready to talk about that for sure. Harold, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. And I look forward to seeing what you're talking about this weekend and on Monday.
All right. I appreciate it.